Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Dale and Keith Show. On a criminal situation, I'm not going to be expanding on the statements that have already been given.
Do you have any comment at all on the Antonio Brown allegations that are out there?
No.
Not a word to say.
Didn't I just answer that? I just said that.
Dale Arnold.
And if the Patriots put him on the field and it turns out badly, they look like the worst football team in the history of the National Football League.
New England's carrying on business as normal.
Rich Keefe.
You know, the credo there shouldn't be do your job. It should be we'll take him.
It's the Patriot way.
Dale and Keefe. Middays.
You tomorrow.
The but I was born.
I got an app for that.
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Fourth and final hour, Dale and Keefe. Sports Radio WEEI. Steve D'Ossi is with us today and will be with us many times during the course of the football season when he, you know, doesn't feel like he's about to cough up a lung over here.
I'm feeling better now.
I felt bad. You sounded so bad early on.
Yeah.
I thought we're making this guy come in here.
I either had a cold or I smoked too many cigars on the golf course.
Or both.
Definitely. Right. That's what it was. Both.
Yeah, okay. Both.
Yeah.
We have ferreted out some news for you today. We have found out that it appears as though Antonio Brown has switched from number 84, currently held by Patriots tight end Ben Watson, to number 17. And then we did a little sleuthing after that and found out that his father, Touchdown Eddie Brown, who played for both Albany and Indiana, the Albany Firebirds, then they moved to Indiana. He was a very famous Arena Football League player. His dad wore number 17.
There you go.
Albany/Indiana. So apparently that's the number that Antonio Brown has decided to go with to pay tribute to his father.
Two for two practices, right? I mean, yesterday was his very first practice. He was there.
Progress.
He's practicing today.
It's a habit. Now it's a habit.
And now the next thing you know, he'll be out there on Sunday down in Miami.
Hasn't been triggered.
No, not to the best of our knowledge.
Nope. So
he's from the Miami area, so he's returning home coming up this Sunday.
That could be a problem.
That could be.
That could be an issue.
He could be triggered.
I think I did. I was like a sideline, if there's much of a sideline in arena football.
I think that's kind of the point, Steve. There is no sideline.
I was in the that I must have been in the penalty box. I did a couple of
You were
of
between
Firebird
the benches,
games.
Like Pierre.
So you saw his dad play.
I must have, because as soon as you said the touchdown Eddie Brown. That sounded familiar. Yeah. And then when I looked it up, he was on the Albany Firebirds, so I did a couple of their games. But that's a good idea. You know, the number
Why
he
not?
Wants, not available, so grab 17.
You start something fresh. Start something new.
Yep.
He unfortunately can't have AB 17. Now, technically, his Twitter handle is just AB.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not.
No, it's AB, but then, and it's got the check mark beside the AB, and then underneath it, it says at AB 84.
Well, that's his handle, is AB 84.
Right. So he can just still have AB.
And if you
up
change
there.
It, then you're no longer verified, too.
But see, his handle is just AB.
No, it's not.
Well, I'm
you're saying that two different
the
things.
The handle is AB 84.
Okay. So where it says AB with the check mark beside it, that's not it.
You can write anything you want right there.
Right.
You can write anything you want.
So
you
now he'll put AB 17 there.
He could. But then if you wanted to at him on a tweet, you have to write at AB 84.
The person at AB 17, by the way, has 5 followers.
Mm. No, that's not true. I looked her up. Gigi Anastasia.
No, this is Adele Barclay. If you just you can just type in twitter.com/AB17 and the Twitter handle comes up.
Make it 6 now.
Yeah, Dale, you were wrong. I don't know who you were talking about. AB 17 is Adele Barclay. You're right.
Now that's because I was looking at Gigi Anastasia. And where he says at AB.
Yeah, you're not your.
No,
you've been on Twitter a long time. You know what the handle is.
She has AB 17.
No, but I could change mine to AB 17.
Well,
we could all be AB
17. Let's do it.
The real AB 17 has one tweet ever. It was on March 6, 2009, and it says, first time Twitter. Kind of bailed, I guess, from
last
there.
Last time Twitter.
So I got the Twitter egg. does have
that's
five followers.
That's an easy acquire for Antonio Brown if he so wants it.
I don't. I think at that point, isn't it just kind of like if it's dormant, like you can.
Just yeah, he'll just have to contact Twitter themselves. Yeah, they'll look like, at the account if it's dormant.
Yeah, but he's
just
not switching. He'll stay AB84. That's fine.
Remember, at Tom Brady was taken, and then when Tom Brady got Twitter, Tom Brady took at Tom Brady, and they gave it to him.
Right. Exactly. He pounced on that.
Seems though, unfair to me, but that's fine.
Yeah.
Was it a dormant account?
I have no idea.
No, it's just waiting. Just waiting. Like, one day, Tom Brady's going to want to be on Twitter, and I'm going to be here, and I'm going to cash in.
Yeah. People used to do that with web addresses, too.
Yeah. Didn't we take at Jake Gyllenhaal? Because that was like one of the celebrities that we realized is not not on Twitter. We're just waiting.
Just
one day, he's going to want to be on there.
He's going to offer you a boatload of cash
gonna
to give it up.
Going to take a ton. An absolute ton.
Well, all of that stuff now we know. We know the number. We know we think he's chosen the number.
We don't know that he's chosen it. We know that he's practicing in it today.
Well, he had number one yesterday, which we knew was
Couldn't
not the
use.
Real number.
Yeah.
My guess is if he's got 17 on today, that's because that's his number.
Unless
now.
The negotiations continue with Ben Watson, I don't know. But yeah, my guess is he'll be out there wearing number 17. And the Patriots will continue to get a whole bunch of crap from a lot of people around the country saying, how can you let this guy? Because to a lot of people, he's already guilty.
True.
And so to a lot of people, they'll see him out there.
To a lot of people, the minute the charge is leveled.
That's what I'm saying.
Even in a civil case, he's now guilty until proven innocent.
Okay.
Now, the Patriots do run the risk, though, right, if they play him. Because it's not like you're going to be blindsided. So say it's proven out that he did it. I don't know how they prove it, but let's say they prove it out in the next couple of weeks. You knew there was a chance that it could be proven out, and you're still going to let him play?
Throw your MAGA hat on and say, I believe in innocent until proven guilty.
Right.
How's that sound? Turn around and say, you know, hey, everybody has gets their due in court.
Right.
And now that he's been found guilty, we've disassociated with himself from this event that did not occur while he was employed by the Patriots.
Right.
By the way. That's what
just
say.
In case you were wondering.
Yeah.
But again, this is one of those scenarios where there's going to be a lot of media across the country that doesn't like it. And you wonder how much of it has to do with their dislike of the Patriots and Bill Belichick in general. There's a certain amount of that. I'm sure there's a larger amount of people that are disgusted by the thought that the guy could be a rapist, you know, in that mm-hmm. situation. Mm-hmm. But you know that a certain amount of this anger is fueled by their distaste for the Patriots. A certain amount of it.
It is. I think a lot of that, you know, because again, it is such a sensitive and heavy topic that how you feel about it really shouldn't be whether or not you're a Steelers fan,
absolutely
Patriots
right.
fan, Raiders fan, or Chiefs fan. Like that part
it's not
shouldn't
about
matter.
Sports.
This isn't.
Nothing.
And unfortunately, I feel like a lot of the opinions, especially if you jump on Twitter or whatever you want to do, a lot of the opinions are as simple as if he's on my team, he didn't do it, and if he's on another team, he did it. You're like, well, come on, there's so much more than that.
Agreed, and to your point, there are Patriots fans out there right now saying this is BS, and you know there's nothing to it, and finding every reason not to believe it. Either way is wrong. You don't convince convict a guy or exonerate a guy because of the uniform that he wears. That's absurd.
Right.
617-779-7937. Frank's in Providence. Hey, Frank, how you doing?
Good. How are you guys doing today?
Good.
Great talk.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, Steve, I'm impressed. You know cigars and dolls. That's big.
Yeah, yeah, right. Right.
He's versatile. He's like a Swiss Army
Why
knife,
do you think he's
guy.
Here for That's crying right. out loud? That's
right. Hey, isn't 87 available?
Interesting. No, I think
you're holding that one out.
Not till after week eight.
I was just kidding. Steve, this is for you more or less. You talk about the importance of the locker room. And I'm sure the Patriots locker room will be fine with all the guys together and everything on the field, won't no problems. My thing is like when the wives get together and do these charity events, they're all going to have their own opinions. And I'm thinking these guys, you know, they got the, you know, wife, kids, whatever, personal lives. And it's kind of hard to separate that if you're getting grief at home. You know, I'm just wondering how that's all going to pan out.
Well, okay, you bring up a legit point. There might be some issues at home, but when push comes to shove, you've got a job to do, and you do it the best way you can. If you think that you're going to, even if you're individually disagree with what the Patriots are doing right now, are you going to come up to Bill Belichick and Bob Kraft and say, hey, I can't work in this type of atmosphere. Are you going to say that? Is that something that you want to bring to the table? I'm not sure it is.
No, you're not doing
no,
that.
No, I'm not sure it is.
You're not doing that.
What you can do is maybe register your discontent with, I would do it with a coach or ownership, but I wouldn't do it in a public forum. You know, if you feel strongly about this, about a man being accused of something, all right, if you feel strong enough to go talk to the coach or the ownership about it, by all means, help yourself.
Yeah. 617-779-7937. Mike's down in New Jersey. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good. What's going on?
Hey, Mike.
Listen, you know, this is a very sensitive issue, and I'm sure the league doesn't want to, you know, this comes at a bad time for the league, but a civil case and a criminal case, as you guys have talked about, is different. And whether a text or an email has been shown and he's guilty should not be, you know, just to come out and say he's guilty because of an email or a text. And the league, I'm sure, really, really does not want to go down a path of having civil lawsuits come into play, dealing with suspensions and exemptions. And even though it is a very sensitive case, there's no criminal charges yet pending. And I think that really needs to be explored. And I'm hoping by the end of next week, either there will be criminal charges or not. And if it is just a civil case, this is going to be a very, very difficult thing going forward. And just would like to have your opinion on that.
Well, Mike, if you could just hold on a second. I never, I didn't hear of any reports to the police. Matter of fact,
there haven't been any.
So
exactly. That's what I'm saying. There's no criminal charges. So when you have criminal charges, that is different than a civil case.
Sure, of course it is. Yep.
No, if he were being criminally charged with two counts of sexual assault and one count of forcible rape, I would think the commissioner would look totally differently at this.
Agreed.
Absolutely, and I think that's where everyone needs to take a step back, and let's see how this plays out within a week or 2 weeks. But if there is all of a sudden criminal charges, then completely he does not deserve to be on that team. Absolutely not. But civil law is completely different and should be handled completely different. A money grab is a money grab, but going into a civil, it also leads to having a person's life total in disarray after just any civil, whether you're guilty, found guilty or not. You're found guilty.
Yeah, I don't know.
No matter what.
I don't know what the timetable is for civil litigation in South Florida. The right to a speedy trial is in criminal cases. It does not necessarily apply to civil.
Didn't we hear it could be a couple of years even?
Yeah, it's not going to happen anytime soon.
Right.
Now, that doesn't mean the commissioner can't do the internal investigation from the league, interview the accuser. I would hope interview the accused. Do whatever they're going to do at that point. But as far as waiting till this whole thing gets done, he might be done with football by then.
Right. That's the thing. He's already 31. And if he plays 2, 3, even 4 more years, you just never know if we're going to have, you know, the answer by then. I wonder if next week, if Goodell or whoever else is in charge there sits down and talks with Brittany Taylor, if it is compelling enough, maybe they could be swayed potentially then. And if not, what other information that hasn't been released yet would possibly come out that would take him off the field? That's going to be tough. I think it's going to be difficult to come by.
It's absolutely going to be difficult to come by because now you can't sit here. There's no if you had the opportunity to actually look at some evidence and decide, and you can look at his text messages, you can look at emails, you can look whatever you want. There's a lot of ways you can take those things. I think the fact that it is simply a civil case. It's not trivializing the case. I'm just saying,
or the charges,
mm-hmm. by any means. But how are you going to sit here and say yes? A civil suit that may or may not be adjudicated in a year or two is going to decide whether or not this guy plays football this year. It's very difficult mm-hmm. to do because now all of a sudden the NFL opens up themselves to the idea that you talked about a few hours ago, Dale, is this could be an issue. This could be an issue where it happens again in the future. And if they're wrong, does AB have a lawsuit against the NFL?
I mean, right. And the example we used earlier was in this case, she hasn't given any sworn testimony.
Right.
She has made allegations in a lawsuit seeking civil liabilities here. But the fact of the matter is, do you allow any unsworn civil lawsuit to take a player off the field? And the example I used was, just to take it to the extreme, Patriots are going to play in the AFC Championship game on Sunday. Someone files a lawsuit, a civil lawsuit, and says, hey, Tom Brady raped me. I'm suing him for $75 million.
Right.
Do you then say, well, look, Tom, we took him off the field for an unsworn civil lawsuit.
Right.
We got to take you off the field this week.
It sounds like an absurd premise, but with craziness of fans around.
Well, think about it. You had that one idiot who they arrested, right? Who said he was going to shoot up Gillette or whatever, right. The stadium, because of that whole thing. So, you can't rule anything out.
You're right. It sounds like a completely absurd premise, but
you never know.
It's not. It's in hell. All you got to do is look at the crazy people that paint their faces and know that they'll do something.
They'll do something.
You know,
For the texter who says, how can anyone call this a money grab when she's only suing for $75,000? We brought this up yesterday.
Yep. Yeah, that's not.
Because that number jumped out at me. There is a minimum amount that you have to put in to get this case into a federal courtroom.
And then from there,
and then
you can go.
You've now gotten the case into the federal court. In fact, they've already assigned a judge.
Right.
But then you sue for much
damages
more than $75,000.
Yep. She's not suing for $75,000.
No. That, because trust me, if she was, he'd have paid it. Even if he was totally innocent, he'd have paid it.
He's already paid that more than that in lawyers. For this
easily
already, not even a question. You'd hate to see the NFL do something rash in this situation. I don't think they can. I don't think they can, because you keep them out this week, you have to keep them out the next week, and the next week.
At what point do you put them back on? Right, yeah. that's the
you
biggest
can't.
Issue here too.
But you can't until it's decided.
Right, exactly.
So now think of the possible lawsuit if he gets exonerated from this. The NFL took away, you know, a year of incentives, roster bonus. How about just damage to your reputation?
But I guess my question would be, and I'm not necessarily on this side, I'm just posing the question. If you're the Patriots and you play him this whole time, and then it is somehow proven that he is guilty of this, and then even if you cut him then, would you just throw your hands up and say, how could we see this coming?
No.
Like, well, you easily could have seen this coming because there's been all kinds of discussion about it. Like, there was a lawsuit going on.
Simple. You say, I don't know, we decided to go by the rule of the law and we decided that innocent until proven guilty kind of means something.
Yeah,
in this
that's
country.
What you go with.
That's what you do.
Yeah.
And granted, that won't be enough.
No, I mean, but that is, you're going to have something. You're going to have to say something. Much like, you know, Bill Belichick for the 20 years, you know, it's a lot of, hey, we're on to this team and then we're on to this team. But after the Aaron Hernandez, at the fallout there, he went up there and actually spoke like a human being for a little bit.
Right.
Right. He had to kind of describe, I mean, maybe not every single detail, obviously.
Right.
But he did have to go up there and address it and, you know, kind of be like, we're done with this now, but here's what they'd have to do something similar.
Agreed.
One of our texters didn't like my Tom Brady example. You know, stop using that. Another texter says, I'll put this in perspective for anyone who thinks Antonio Brown should not play based on an allegation. I can file a civil suit against the entire Kansas City Chiefs team. Does the commissioner then have to, every player,
right.
You know, that entire group of guys were involved. I'm filing a civil suit against the entire Kansas City Chiefs roster. Commissioner, you got to take them all off the field.
It'd be like a double bye in the playoffs, you know?
Right. You
don't have to play the Chiefs anymore.
And I understand that's an extreme example. The one I brought up is an extreme example. We're trying to point out the position the commissioner is in, where simply an allegation in a civil case,
right.
Not criminal, that's different. Peter King talked about this earlier. When Adrian Peterson was put on the commissioner's exempt list, this was a doctor who examined a child and said, wait a minute, mm-hmm. there are injuries involved with this child which shouldn't be there. That's not the same
right.
as a civil allegation, as heinous as the crime is that she's saying he's guilty of.
Oh, beating your child with a stick is pretty heinous, too.
Yeah, you know? you'd like to think that, yeah. that people would think that way. But yep. Marv's in Salem. Hey, Marv.
Hey, guys. I think we need to get past the criminal versus civil trial thing. After Peter King was on this morning, I took a look at the text.
What?
I don't know.
His text.
Yeah, I don't have no idea what he's talking about.
Talking about the text exchange he had with Janet?
Is he talking about
the incarcerated Bob leak, which was posted on Saturday? Incarcerated Bob is the Twitter name.
Oh, what about, was it maybe, you know, maybe he was trying to, and he did a poor job getting there. Maybe he was talking about the emails that Antonio Brown had that were pretty hard to decipher.
I mean, we did bring those up. Could decipher them, but it was.
But not really.
Yeah.
But I think that made him look bad. But if his point was he should be suspended for those emails, well, then I think a lot of guys in the league would be suspended. I feel like that doesn't prove anything. It didn't look good for Antonio Brown, but it didn't jump out to me like he's guilty of what he's being accused of.
Agreed.
By the way, just a side note, because we told you earlier that Sam Darnold has been. All right. Okay. Are you both done here? So,
ladies, man.
So, Sam Darnold is out indefinitely
yeah.
with mono.
Right.
Chris Mortensen is reporting he's being.
he's being told not to kiss anymore.
He's being
no more smoochy face.
He's being sequestered.
Oh boy.
He's being quarantined at his apartment.
Oh, he's not going to like that.
Until the Jets medical staff feel it's safe to expose him to the rest of the team.
Rapunzel, let your hair down.
But what
he's
if,
already lost 5 pounds, by the way, says Mort.
What if the person that he contracted the...
There's no harm there.
Right,
put him or her in there.
Right,
that's
they're
fine.
They both have it.
Well,
right?
Yes. The Jets have
can't
apparently
get it more. Can you?
Once you have mono, you have apartment.
Double mono.
Oh, you don't want double mono. Oh. He's out a long time. Then that's scary.
I love the Jets. I do. I just love them.
It's like when Steve Nelson was patting the kicker.
Oh yeah,
Leahy on the helmet. You know, and to the day he dies. And I hope it's 50 years from now, yep. Steve Nelson will hate the New York Jets.
Oh, yeah.
How about Monday Night Football, too? They got the Browns versus Trevor Siemian and the Jets now. Like, at least Sam Darnold.
And maybe not Le'Veon Bell either.
And maybe no Le'Veon Bell.
He's getting an MRI done on his shoulder today.
Oh, my God.
And by the way, you get the Jets here next week.
Yeah.
Yep. With Trevor Siemian at quarterback.
You know, I don't know how I've been doing it since I retired. Well, where'd you play? Oh, 5 years in New York. I never talk about that half year with the Jets.
Leave that part out.
Their checks cashed just as well as anyone else's, but what a miserable 7 weeks that was.
Oh, God.
617-779-7937. Right back to the calls after we trend.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Middays with Dale and Keefe on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
This is probably the last show our buddy Chris Scheim's going to be doing with us.
Why is that?
Well, I understand that he's looking to go back to school. He's going to go back to college.
Where's he going?
It doesn't really matter. He read about a fraternity that bought $7,500 worth of White Claw.
Oh, boy.
And he decided
this guy.
It's time to re-enlist back into college.
Sean's already left.
Sean's gone now.
$7,500?
I'm looking at... They've got
a lot of White Claws.
Right. They've got a picture of this pallet of White Claws that this frat bought, this frat house. $7,500 worth of White Claws.
I don't care for White Claw. What do they do after the weekend? I don't.
Right? Yeah, right. what do they do for Saturday?
That's a good weekend.
I don't like it, and I've tried it, because I will try anything, so I'm up for it. I don't like it, but Shine...
I'm not a seltzer guy anyway, so it's not for me.
It's Zima redone.
Pretty much.
With some flavoring.
But Shime and John, our producers, have done such a good job talking about it.
Yep.
The other day, I was at the store, and it was there. I almost bought it. I don't even like it, but I was just staring
you
at it.
You felt
obligated. I'm like, these guys talk about it nonstop.
Right.
The little logo's cool. All the flavors are great, or at least in theory, they're all great.
Have you tried all the different flavors?
I've tried,
the
berry
one? Four of them.
What's the berry one?
They're all berry ones.
No.
There's black cherry.
Black cherry's a good one.
Raspberry.
I've had
big tough football
I've had
player.
Lime.
Steve DeAuzio.
Black cherry.
Oh, I like the black cherry one.
I've had
black cherry.
Stick to sports, Steve.
I've had mango.
Black cherry's good.
Black cherry. I've had lime. I've had grapefruit. I think
grapefruit. Yeah, that's good too.
And that is good.
You can make popsicles with them too.
Well, that's
really
what you got to do. Well, what you got to do is you got to spike them a little bit. You got to put some vodka in and then use that as the mixer.
Oh, you can do
that. Steve, you can do anything. You can do anything you set your mind to. So that's what you should do. But I'm telling you, Dale, I'm staring there. I went to go buy beer, which is ultimately what I bought. But I'm staring there, look at the White Claw. I'm like, should I get some? I'm like, I don't even like it. I just leave it there.
Next time, 6-pack of beer.
Feels.
8-pack of White Claw. You're good to go.
Feels awfully yuppie-ish, doesn't it, though?
It does. It's not for me.
You just picture all the frat boys. Right. You know, bought the $7,500. They've got the shorts with the little whales on them.
Yes.
The sweater.
I've taken this really hard.
It's not good. Right. And it's because it's what? Because it's 5%, right?
So it's like a mixer, though.
It is a mixer.
So it's a mixer.
It's a mixer. That's how you should be. They should be treated as mixers.
It's refreshing, though.
Well, this from the guy who said he was going to mix Skinny Girl with some tequila to give it a little
that's
more.
That's how I do it.
Yeah, because
that's how I do it.
It's all about the calories.
And that's even better because the Skinny Girl's like 12 and a half, 13, right. Whereas these little White Claws are only 5.
Yeah, but they're delicious.
I don't know if they are.
They're good.
Now, to be fair, you're a big seltzer guy anyway.
I drink Shine seltzer
during the day.
Seltzer guy.
He's drinking seltzer 24/7 over here. Sometimes spiked, sometimes not.
Yeah, you never know.
Yeah.
Doesn't it get you bloated?
No, not at all, actually.
Oh, my God. Who are you?
Sorry. Just you. Do you burp a lot?
Well, when you drink 27 of them, for crying out loud.
My issue
was, what it would take, right?
I always drank soda way too much.
Yeah,
and
that's a problem.
I just I need the carbonation. So seltzer was a great pivot for me.
There you
and
go.
Then spiked seltzers came out,
and
it was game over.
Now you're living the dream.
Beer has bubbles.
Beer does have bubbles.
That's true. I do drink a lot of beer, though.
You'll drink beer, though, right?
Oh, yeah. I've had a few craft brews in my day.
All right, then.
See, now we're talking. Now we're getting
well-rounded.
Somewhere. Yeah,
well-rounded.
He'll diversify his portfolio a little bit.
By the way, let me give you some names. You can tell me what connects the dots here. Chad Jackson, Aaron Dobson, Taylor Price, Greg Salas, and Damon Patterson.
At first, I was thinking bad second and third round picks, but you're actually going with wide receivers number 17.
Yeah, Patriots wide receivers wearing 17. Damon Patterson was this summer.
Yeah.
Cut.
See you later.
But Chad Jackson, Aaron Dobson, Taylor Price, and Greg Salas have previously worn 17.
Well, those guys were not very good.
You'd like to think this one might be better?
Brown might have more catches Sunday than all those guys did combined.
Yeah, career for the Patriots.
He might. 617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Ray's in Revere. Hey, Ray.
Hey, guys. Listen, I don't think Bill Belichick's behavior with Antonio Brown is anything different than he's been doing for the 20-plus years he's been here. He's been consistently bringing in guys with questionable backgrounds. And I think the calculus is pretty simple for him. If the league hasn't disqualified him and he can help the Patriots, he'll take a chance. And if you put Brown on the continuum of some of the reprobates he's brought in here, he's not even close to guys like Haynesworth and Hernandez.
If this
most recent thing is true,
Hold on, if you said this on Monday, Ray, I'm with you, but...
Yeah, go ahead.
Hold on. With Hernandez, there was a police report, and I'm sure he knew about it, where he fit the description of the perpetrator in a shooting, and he was named as a non-cooperating witness in that police report. I kind of think the Patriots knew about that. Okay? And if that wasn't a disqualifying event, the stuff that Antonio Brown is doing is not either. In Belichick's mind, he's the only guy who matters here.
But Ray, I mean, to say the rape charge is more significant than everything else associated with Antonio Brown added together. Again, because even I know we had the caller earlier, he's like, well, like he almost killed a 2-year-old. I guess technically, yes, but it wasn't on purpose. Like, it wasn't like, oh, I see a 2-year-old down there on the bottom, I'm going to fire out.
Yeah.
Like, it was stupid of him to throw furniture off of a balcony, but he had no idea who was down there. We've had other examples of guys, but there was a possibility of someone being down there. Oh,
right.
Very idiotic.
Stupid.
Put it on the list, but I don't put it on there, you know, with the rape charge. I feel like that is
one's
far worse.
Incredibly stupid, one's incredibly evil.
Yes. Yeah, good point.
You know?
That's a good way of looking at it.
Tom's calling on the truck phone. Hey, Tom.
Hey, how you doing, guys? This mono thing—that's no joke. I caught it years ago from sharing a cigar.
Oh, is that what we're calling it now, Tom?
That's what we're calling it.
Yeah.
Well, first,
and Steve, your thoughts?
First question. Cigar.
Sharing cigars.
Yeah.
That happened? That's a thing?
Yes, I guess so.
I was sharing a cigar with a fellow coworker and contracted mono that way. And it's,
can we talk about this on the air? Is this all right?
It's
just gross. Why would you?
And,
you know what? Listen, every question I was going to ask was going to get me fired.
Leave it.
I mean, you know,
alone.
I started thinking about so why would you here, put. Never
yeah.
I'm sitting here cringing about the idea of sharing cigars with
you and Freddie sharing a cigar.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But then.
Try
then you
mine.
Think back,
hey, try mine.
Then you think back to your college days and you're thinking, okay, well.
Shared everything,
shared. You know, something else that was smoked. So,
what?
I mean, you know.
Let's
I mean,
move on. Let's
just
move
saying. On.
He's talking about salmon.
I'm
here,
having,
I thought.
Just having, I have double standards because the cigar was like, ugh, that's
I
gross.
Thought the Antonio Brown conversation was going to be more sensitive. Turns out it's the Sam Darnold mono and how you can get it, which is a little bit more concerning.
By the way, the finely honed sense of sarcasm from some of our listeners. The one who says, I've had mono. It's not a kissing disease.
It is, sir. Look it up.
It's a man's disease.
Look it up. Yeah, it's a kissing disease.
Yeah, it's a man's disease.
I'm telling you, back in high school, it was a badge of honor. And I went to an all-boys school, so.
Still, just, still a badge of honor.
Well, because we. There were
really?
Well, we were Catholic school. There were all-girls Catholic schools that we'd have dances with and
we
stuff.
We call them road trips.
Right. If you got mono, it was like, oh, look at him.
Hey, look at this guy.
Yeah. Wow. He must have gotten over the wall one night.
Unless it was Father Andrew that was spread. What? Anyway.
Huh? Go ahead. Yep. Well.
Nick's in Quincy. Hey, Nick, how you doing?
Clean that up.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's pretty up? Good.
Hey, Nick.
Okay, so to begin the call, I wanted to speak on the Antonio Brown situation. So with the AB situation, so I found this pretty interesting. So with the allegations, the accuser didn't file a police report. So I'm wondering if she was like worried about what Antonio Brown was going to do further or you
Nick,
know.
I'll say this. It's not unprecedented. It has happened. It seems a bit unusual. You would think that a criminal charge would be filed first, followed up with a civil charge later on. I mean, that's what happened you can go all the way back to the O.J. Simpson case, where he was found not guilty in the criminal case, but was found responsible for the deaths of Nicole and Ron in the civil case. It's unusual, but not unprecedented. You know, we mentioned the Derrick Rose situation. Mm-hmm. Exact same thing. No criminal charges filed. He was sued in a civil case and, by the way, found not responsible.
Right.
And the NBA said, we're not doing anything until this thing gets, you know, adjudicated. And then, of course, when he was found not responsible, they just went on their merry way. What else you got? It's coming up next. Dale and Keefe with Steve, Sports Radio, WEEI.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, let's get to a couple of things that we didn't get to. Before we do, though, just so you laughing stocks. Get this straight here. This is not the first time a quarterback in the NFL has been sidelined by mono.
Oh.
It's happened one other time.
Can we have guesses?
Sure.
Joe Namath?
No.
How about that?
Going with the kiss theory. That's maybe,
yeah, I know.
Maybe that ladies man, Gus Frat.
What? What?
Jimmy Most Garoppolo?
Oh, Sean's going to
go. Tebow.
Tebow.
No,
he hasn't kissed anyone.
Totally immune
yet.
To
he
it.
Could never get
totally
it.
Totally immune.
So, Chris Chandler.
Oh, wow. Former Falcon great.
1995 season. Missed the final two games of the season.
Wow.
Because of mononucleosis. He was the quarterback at the time of the Houston Oilers.
Okay. What a playboy.
He had been ailing for 2 weeks. Lost sure 10 pounds, then was diagnosed with mono, and ended up missing the last two games of the season.
Wow.
You jolly jokers.
How about that?
All right.
What else you got?
Richard?
Right. Yeah, I will start. Obviously, yesterday, Antonio Brown, well, still today, a huge topic, but yesterday, Bill Belichick had a chance to talk about him. Didn't really. Tom Brady had a chance to talk about him. Didn't really. Well, one guy on the Patriots, I thought, spoke very intelligently, and it shouldn't be a shock.
Yeah, it's not.
Here's what Matthew Slater had to say about him.
Well, you know, first I'll say, so I don't want to minimize the seriousness of a situation like this. Very sensitive matter, and don't want to minimize it at all. But that being said, I certainly don't think that I should be speaking on it or... I'm qualified to speak on it because I don't have any knowledge of the situation. So I think, you know, as a leader of this team, standing before you guys, speaking on behalf of the team, and not necessarily on behalf of myself, I think that it's important that we try to focus on doing our job as professionals this week and trying to go about preparation and being ready to play a game on Sunday. But certainly I'm sensitive to this situation and what's, I guess, what is out there.
So he
couldn't
still
do it better than
yeah,
that.
He still doesn't give you a lot, but what can you? And he's saying this is very serious, but I don't know what happened.
Exactly.
So what do you really want me to say about it? I understand how serious this is, but right now, we kind of need to play it out. I'm not going to hide. You know, I'm a leader of this team. I'll tell you.
I'm
I'll
here.
Talk what I have to say. But it's not much right
it's
now.
It's about as straightforward an answer
yeah.
as you could get.
Right.
I mean, that's
100%.
Yeah.
What else you got?
Well, it looks like some things don't change in Cleveland. You seem to get in your way at least as much as your own way, at least as much as the Jets do. There was recently the past game. They had a fan in the end zone throw beer in the face of former Patriot Logan Ryan.
Dope that guy. I mean, just
absolutely
chuck
right.
him out.
Absolutely right. Except, my friend, when the Cleveland Browns had trouble finding out exactly who did it. Eric Smith, a local bearded DJ, he calls us, he's a DJ, he said he just got word from the Browns telling me I've been banned from the stadium for throwing beer in Logan Ryan's face Sunday. I'm fairly certain I haven't been to a game since 2010, but thanks for asking. So
but they got him. They got their guy.
The Browns can't even get that right.
Like,
come on.
Case solved.
Yeah. But don't ever try to come back.
Yeah. He's like, I don't go to the games
no,
anymore.
But I guess they showed a resemblance.
And they look similar?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, not so much.
What else you got?
So Adam Schefter's got a podcast. Everybody's got a podcast.
Gotta have a podcast.
It's not as successful as the Dork podcast.
Thank you.
But it's out there. He recently had former New England Patriot wide receiver Randy Moss on his podcast. Bill Belichick brought up the comparables between bringing in Randy Moss and bringing in Antonio Brown. So Schefter asked Moss about the parallels between he and Antonio Brown.
No, I think it's just more of the, I think people is just, you know, trying to make a reference. But when you look at, you know, how I got traded there, he got there, they're not looking at, you know, why I got traded there, how or why he got traded to New England. I think it's just more of the trade, the big name, the big play ability, and what actually happened when I got to New England. So it's kind of like he just has to really understand really what's at stake and just going in there and just staying focused, you know, Adam, and really get back to playing football. You know, now that there's a bigger target, a bigger microscope in New England, like I said, it's just time for all the antics to just, you know, you know, hush up, put up or shut up, and let's play some football.
That would be good. And so far,
if we get that,
he is off social media since Saturday.
Yeah, we've not seen anything. He retweeted the Patriots thing.
Steve suggested
the other day,
that maybe Burge took his phone away from him, but
and you know what?
He doesn't have that.
Which is fine.
Changed
because
the passwords on him.
Yeah, there's nothing right now that team wise, the team's been there. He's practicing. Nothing's different. You know, this lawsuit, I guess, is something to deal with. But in terms of his on-field thing, you know, what happens if he only gets targeted three times?
It's another hole. It's another hole.
We'll
part
see.
Of the story.
Is that a triggering? Triggering event?
I'd be triggered.
Steve, good to see you again, bud.
You got it, guys.
We'll talk to you again soon. OMF is coming up next. We'll be back tomorrow. I think Andy Hart's in with us tomorrow.
You never know.
you
never know who might show up.
You actually have a point there. We'll see you tomorrow. Goodbye.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.